Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We are your hosts, Marie Langley
and Beth Jacobson.
And we are super excited to have you join us today for our very first show on Divine Goddess Radio. We have created this show as a venue to discuss the many facets of healing, shifting, and spirituality. We will have discussions on various topics and will feature many guests, including healers, psychics, mediums, and speakers.
You can find our show on Sundays from 6 to 7 p.m. Central Time. You can also follow our show on Blog Talk and check out our blog at divinegoddessradio.wordpress.com. Our email address is divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. You can also call Beth at 651-900-4136 or Marie at 651-303-0555. If you have any questions, we would love to hear your feedback and any insight that you wish to provide us about our show. You can also download our shows as a podcast, and that is done through iTunes or RSS feed buttons on our Blog Talk Radio page.
And our chat room will be open for any questions, so please feel free to type in if you'd like to ask anything as we go through the show, and or just say hello. So what we would like to do, you know, since this is our very first show, is provide our listeners a little bit of background about each of us. And Beth, let's start with you. Let's tell our listeners about all your wonderful things and what your background is.
Well, I have a master's in counseling, and I have been a counselor in the mental health field for the past 11 years. With also the piece that I add to it is I'm also an intuitive spiritual counseling, so I bring the best of both worlds, the psychological aspect and the spiritual aspect, with the clients that I work with. My history is in working with at-risk youth and their families, with bringing children who are having difficulties with thriving in the home, school, and community, and helping children understand. The kids that I worked with are individuals that would be considered, they fit into the indigo category, which I'll talk about a little bit later in the show. But I work with children and adults of all ages, and basically what I do is help people come out of the closet spiritually on many aspects and come out of the closet in many other areas also. So I use those skills of my intuitiveness and clairvoyant gifts and abilities that I have along with the counseling degree, and I bring it back together in a very non-threatening manner in my sessions with those that I work with, and I do it in a very humoristic way, seeing the lighter side of stuff. So it's done in a very non-threatening manner. And I work at your pace. I work at your comfort level. So if I'm needing to approach you from the mental and the emotional aspect, that's where I'll meet you. And if you're ready to go into the dive into the spiritual aspect, I can approach it from that manner also. So, but if you wish to find out more information about the work that I do, you can visit my website at www.bethjacobson.com, and you can also call me at 651-900-4136.
Well, that's wonderful. And you mentioned that you work a lot with children. Specifically, what kind of work with children do you do?
Well, the work that I do with children is I work a lot with indigo and crystal children. And these are the indigo children are the, they're known as the system busters. And I'm also an indigo child myself. I have what people would consider indigo traits. Growing up, I was very much of someone who had absolutely no problem with challenging authority. I was one to, I had a difficult time with complying with any system that I thought or viewed as very dysfunctional and very limiting. People who tried to put me in a box, and then you add the psychic piece. The kids that I work with are very, what we would view as very, very sensitive to the energies that are around them, not only just mentally and emotionally, and physically, that affects them physically, but energetically, the energies that are, they're tuning in with everything that's going on in the universe right now, that can affect them to where they're feeling a lot more irritable, a lot more angry. Indigo children tend to have a purpose to prove that they will challenge all the rigid systems, such as the education systems, the government system, old ways of parenting that just do not fit the vibration that they need you to be at, if you're not understanding them. The old ways, the way that I was brought up, I'm in my 40s. I'm 46 years old. A lot of us can fit into this category. Kids were to be seen, but they were not to be heard. Well, that's not the way an indigo is going to sit. They're going to be seen. They are going to be heard. They're here to break the systems and to challenge the system. Then you have the crystal children, which they are a delight to be able to work with. They are definitely viewed as the peacemakers. They are extremely generous, very, very, very forgiving, highly affectionate. They are just the lovers of the kids. They love to be cuddled. They love to be hugged. They're very, very sensitive to everything in their environment. They will react very strongly, can react very strongly to negative emotions from others, can have allergies to different kinds of foods, chemicals, soaps, laundry detergents, everything, sound, very sensitive to sound, to color. They communicate with their parents and those who work with them, who are very tuned in with them, more on a telepathic. They communicate verbally, orally, they do, but their parents just really get them. They get what it is that they're thinking. They're able to tell what people are thinking without you having to say anything. So they will respond to if you're not in your integrity. As the indigos, they are the ones to where they have good BS detectors. They're going to call you on your stuff. They can be seen, and these are the kids who will be diagnosed, can be diagnosed, because people want to put them in a box because they don't understand why they're reacting the way they are. They're the ones who are diagnosed with ADD, ADHD, and oppositional defiance disorder. But they're the real cool kids. I love working with these kids. I really love with them. And then you have the rainbow children who are just now, and this is my own personal point of view, I think they're just now starting to come in. I don't think there's a vast or huge amount of these kids all over the world yet, but these kids have the purest, purest energy by far. Their vibration is so high because they're in a vibration of joy and they're so content with everything that's going on in their life, and they are the peacemakers, and their parents are the crystal children. I don't believe that, and again, this is my own personal belief system, I don't think the rainbow children are coming from the indigo parents. They're coming from the crystal children. So the more of the parents are probably in their, you know, younger to middle 20s. But they are very, very, they're not here for spiritual growth. They are here to be of service, and it's almost like they have this energy of holiness. They are the old, old souls. And can you imagine being around these kids for pure joy and contentment? I would love to work with these children. I would love to work with these children, but they're not going to need somebody to work with them, to be honest with you. It's the indigo and the crystal children that I work a lot with. So.
Well, that's wonderful. And I know that, you know, you do have a lot of experience with kids, and you have also recently started writing some books for children. You want to talk about your book that you've just completed?
Well, I'm writing a series of books. There will be about five of them together that will, and in the end there will be a guidebook for parents and individuals, daycare providers, schools, anybody who works with children, because you can use them in all settings, and it's going to be based on the experience that I had as a very sensitive child who was intuitive and clairvoyant. This is the experience that I had personally as a child growing up and with all the children that I've worked with. Again, I've worked with many years, 11 years of kids who are at risk, who are in the judicial system, and nobody knew what to do with them. And they all had the recurring stories that I did as a child, the things that we saw and heard. So these books will be used as a form of communication to engage the children, and it's for children of all ages. You'll be amazed at the, it can be from the young kids up to your teenagers, even the adults, to open up. It will be a segue for the caretaker and child, whoever it be, grandparent, parent, or like I said, foster care. It can be anybody to be able to open up and have this dialogue with the kids. And my first book has to do with the closet. As a child, I was very scared of closets because closets, because of the energy that they can sit here and take on, and we don't, you know, we only have 60 minutes to talk here, but it's to a child, there's a lot of energy that comes out of closets. There's energy that comes out of everything because everything is living, breathing. It has energy. There's flow in everything, no matter where we're at, no matter what material it's made out of. But the experiences that I had as a child, that's, so the first book is called The Closet, and it's a series that is called the I'm Scared Of series. So my whole goal is to get conversations with parents and their children to really talk about this. There will be kids who are talking to their parents about their experiences, not just about the closet, but also experiences in their bedrooms, things that they see, things that they're hearing, things that they're feeling, things that they know and they don't know what it is and why they know what they know. So, but my first book is about the closet. You can, in order to get a copy of my book, which is for $7.99, you can email me at BethJacobson46@yahoo.com. Or, again, you can call me at 651-900-4136. So, and if you're local and within 10 miles of Blaine, Minnesota, I can meet you and drop the book off. And that's $7.99, and then there's plus, if I have to ship it to you, there is shipping and handling. So, but I can give you more details if you contact me on my email. So there you go with the book. Marie, why don't you give us a little bit of background about yourself? You have an interesting background.
Well, I grew up in a Hindu family. My family is from India. And I was always allowed to be free as far as my views were concerned. I just found out recently that my family's lineage, way, way back, we come from a long, long line of Brahmin priests, which I was actually told this in a reading, and my dad, just out of a recent conversation, confirmed it. So we come from a long, long line of Brahmin priests, and we were priests for royalty, and you know, a lot of mysticism in my lineage. And I was always fascinated with astrology, always fascinated with anything mystical. I did learn how to read tarot at 19, and, you know, practiced it with friends, tried to, you know, kind of tried to make myself, you know, become that reader. But back in the 80s, it was not as widely accepted as it was, as it is now, I think. So I just, you know, was going through school, and my schooling was always science-based. And interestingly enough, even though I believed all of this stuff, I went through an agnostic period where I even felt that there was no God, but that there was a higher power. And I was trying to, you know, reconcile the word God with higher power, not calling it God, but believing there was something higher that kind of directed our lives and was a major force. And, you know, as life progressed and the family and the kids came along, I concentrated more on that other than, you know, my spirituality. But I was always aware of the spiritual realm around me, and I just kind of accepted it as part of my life. I guess in my later 40s is when I began to kind of pay more attention to what was happening around me, and I think that's really when my real awakening happened. And a couple of years ago, I had a friend who I was helping come onto her spiritual path and get her awakening going, and by doing that, it totally awakened myself. And I really started delving more into it, learning more about it, paying attention to the signs that were coming my way. And I'm starting now to try and get, you know, back into my reading phase and being more confident in my abilities and just trusting them as they come.
Well, that sounds really good. You know, Marie, can you recall a time in your life, maybe as a child, any aha moments or any moments that you remember? You know, you did say that your family had a lineage of, you know, mysticism, and that's one of my gifts that I brought into this world. Do you remember as a child when you sit here and just talking about it now, do you have any recollections of any experiences that you may have encountered as a child where at some point you questioned if it really was something that had you that you really experienced, or was it a dream? Did you make it up? And it might have been to where you just went, you felt like you went to a different dimension, a different reality, and it was like very make-believe, very fantastical. Do you remember anything like that?
I remember always when I was young having that imaginary friend and always having someone that I talked to and thinking, oh, you know what, this is my imaginary friend, but I would have conversations in my head with this person. So now looking back, I realize I was talking to one of my guides. My guides were there. And when we lived in England when I was younger, I do remember having to go to Catholic school. And it was just, I didn't like it. I remember walking through the halls with these nuns and thinking, oh, my God, this, you know, I think I was 9 at the time, and thinking, what is this Catholic religion? It is so oppressive and so dark, and everything is dark. There was no light, and I couldn't understand, you know, when they would say things when we would have our little prayer sessions, none of it made sense to me. And I remember always thinking, it didn't make sense to me because I remember I was there and none of this is true. And it's something that I've talked about with a lot of my friends in regards to, you know, when we discuss like the Bible and things. I always say, you know what, I don't think that's right because I know I was there. So that, I was 9 when I experienced that. So like I said, it's always been around me, but, and I've always questioned it, but it just was like, it was pretty much like it was part of my life.
Well, that's really interesting, very interesting. So is your family open up to it more, like your immediate family, like your parents and, you know, any of your siblings? Is this easy for you to be able to open up and be able to engage them in this conversation on this specific topic?
It's easy for me now because now I'm open to it and I know that this is my path and this is what these are my abilities and this is what I've come into. And earlier on in my life, I would not talk about it because you would get that look like, what are you talking about? You know, and then you'd get challenged and then you shut it down. But now I don't hesitate to talk to anybody about it. In fact, I am also a realtor, and I have also started talking now to my clients about when I go on a listing appointment, I tell them straight up that when I put your house on the market, I do a clearing ceremony because I like to remove the negative energy so that the new positive energy for a new family can come in. And I can tell you, 3 years ago, I wouldn't have felt comfortable saying that, but now this is part of me, this is what I do, and I tell them I do it, and it works.
Well, you know, on that note, you said you do a clearing ceremony. And for those who are just now coming in, you know, and they're trying to figure out what kind of a show is this, could you talk a little bit more about what a clearing ceremony entails and what it's all about?
Well, what I like to do is I will go into the house, and I prefer, you know, especially if it's a vacant home, if nobody's there anymore, I do have incense that I bring, and I do go into the middle of the house, and I will call in the angels, I will call in Michael, I will call in the Indian goddesses, gods and goddesses. I will ask them to please remove any negative energy that's in the home and allow new positive energy to come in and to clear anything out so that a new family can come in and make this their home. And I repeat that as I walk through the house and I clear it out. So that when I leave, The house feels renewed and refreshed and ready to accept a new family. And it, you know, the houses do sell fast after I do them. So I think it's very important, because the house is a living, breathing thing, to remove anything that, you know, may not have been loving, and let it know that loving energy will be coming in.
Well, that's wonderful. So, you know what, I can't say that I can recall if you said, are the families there when you do that process?
No, I like to do it by myself.
Do the families, when they come back in, are they able to sense a difference in their home?
Honestly, I haven't asked them, because I was doing it before without telling them. You know, if it was a vacant home, I just go in and do it. But if it was a home where somebody was living in, I just would schedule an appointment and go in and quickly do it. But I've had 4 listing appointments in the past month, and I am going to ask them once I do the ceremony and ask them if they feel there's an energy that's different.
Do you feel the difference when you do it right away? Do you feel it?
I do. I feel that the house is much lighter, much lighter.
Wow. Well, that's wonderful. And I think, you know, because just energetically from the work that I do, the houses, because it's living, breathing, everything's living, breathing, because everything that we make, no matter what it's made out of, it all stems from that. It comes from the earth anyways, and we have so much that energetics that we need to clean up from this earth, from the universe now. So that has to do with our topic. So let's talk a little bit more about your experience, Marie, in the awakening process. Let's talk a little bit more about that.
Well, I think, you know, for anybody who's listening in, people are really starting to awaken, and, you know, this will tie into the shift and the new energies that we're feeling into this new year. There were a number of signs that I experienced. I had disruption of sleep patterns. I was waking up at 4 or 4:30 every morning for just no reason, just waking up and thinking, what's going on?
I hear people saying that all the time.
Yep.
All the time.
And everybody kept telling me, it's just menopause, you know. But it was too regular to be menopause, because it was specifically at between 4 and 4:30 every night. And along with that, I was feeling dizzy, and I feel tired. I was very irritable. I'd have vivid dreams. I would have crying bouts for no reason. And then, again, you know, you talk to people, and they say, it's the change. Don't worry about it. It's common. Everybody goes through it. But inside my gut and intuitively, I knew that it was not menopause. There was something else going on. And I started honing in more on my feelings and realized that I was picking up on a lot of stuff from other people, and that was affecting my mood. So then I realized, no, you know, something else is going on. This is not menopause. And that's about the time when my spirituality, I started exploring it more and realized I was waking up.
Well, you know, Marie, I think that's really important that you sit here and you're talking about that, because I hear more people talking about that everywhere I go, and everybody is talking about the same symptoms. And now, can you imagine going through it, going to a doctor, and a doctor saying, well, you're going through the change, maybe offering some medication, and still, you as a person know in your gut, intuitively, you're feeling like, I know this is not what I need to be doing as medication. And I, for one, am not sitting here saying, because I am not claiming, nor is Marie claiming, that we're in the medical profession, but I think this will help inform a lot of individuals who are experiencing a lot of the same similar symptoms. Now imagine, we as adults, because we have the ability to be able to reach out, and we can sit here and ask questions, we have the resources to be able to help ourselves. Now imagine your children out there who are going through very similar things. They're experiencing the irritable, the roller coaster ride in their emotions, the feelings, the overwhelming sense of feeling really, really angry. I work with kids now, and I go into daycares a lot, and I always know when there's some major shifting that is going on, is they're really out of sorts, and the daycare providers will sit here and say, Beth, my God, what is going on right now? Why are the kids acting crazy? And I will just give, you know, little brief, because it's not to scare them, because I'm there under a different role other than an intuitive spiritual counselor. I'll just let them know that there's a lot of, you know, shifting that's going on with the planets, and there's empirical evidence that proves that the barometric pressure changes. And this is when psychiatric wards can really fill up, you know, full moons, the crescent moons, the dark moons. I mean, there's so much that's going on. And I think it's really, really important right now as parents who are just now starting to wake up. Our kids came in here fully awake. They came in here. They didn't have the terminology, but I think it's important for us now to give them the terminology to be able to talk about what it is that they're going through so that they can share it with their friends, because it's amazing what kids say to each other, and other kids listen to other kids. So, and just think of all the people who are still going through life completely unaware of the energies that are not even theirs but that are attached to them, that are affecting them in this way, and how it's affecting their moods directly and indirectly. So this brings us to our topic for today on how the energetic shift of 12/21/12 affected each and every single one of us. So,
and if you're just tuning in, we just would like to tell you again who we are. We are Divine Goddess Radio, and we are your hosts, Marie Langley and Beth Jacobson. And we've created the show as a venue to discuss the many facets of healing, shifting, and spirituality. And we wanted just to give you a background, since this is our first show, before diving into our topic. So specifically, what we want to talk about is, what did we go through and feel when we shifted on 12/21/12? And where do we go here into 2013? Especially since, you know, I went through my awakening a couple of years ago, and I know a lot of people are starting to go through their awakening and may not realize that in addition to the most common signs of going through, coming into their spirituality, the shift happened too. So what else are people feeling in addition? And maybe this will help people understand all the additional things that their bodies are going through and what they're feeling. So, Beth, I know that you felt some incredible things during the shift. So would you like to explain what you felt?
I definitely would, because it's occurring all the time. You know, like I said, I came into this ever since I was a child. I've been very aware of what's going, you know, on around me, very sensitive, the hearing, the feeling, the seeing, the feeling, the touching, the tasting, and the smelling. I'm what is considered very multi-faceted. I have all the gifts and the abilities. So I find it really amazing, because you said that you just woke up to it a few years ago. So I don't know what it's like to not have these gifts. So I find it really interesting and just wonderful. I think it's really spectacular to be able to watch people. And it literally, you guys, you can shift overnight. You can shift. It happens that fast. I've seen friends who were very church-based, and it was, this is the way it is, and the way that, you know, they were being taught. And they would listen to the way that I would sit here and talk about the angels and the ascended masters and even the aliens, everything that I saw. And they'd look at me. They loved me because I'm lovable. But they would howl. I grew up with this look, the rolling of the eyes, and boy, is she wacky tacky, but you got to love her. And I grew up hearing this. Well, that's just Beth. So it's just, I find it really fun that other people, and I find that a lot of people are coming to me going, when I working with the kids, they will sit here and say that they had dreams. They're having dreams about me, and that I was a safe person for them to talk to. Because they say, every single one of the kids that I work with will sit here and even say, it's because I was just like them that they get it. You know, not only is my energy can be very childlike, because I'm eternally, seriously, a 12-year-old, but that they get it. They get it. How many kids that I worked with, seeing the stuff that they're seeing, and there's some crazy stuff that's going on right now. psychically, if you could see the stuff that's going on out there, if one minute, one day, you don't remember ever seeing anything, and then all of a sudden you're starting to see things that are not of this world, I can only imagine what it would be like for somebody to sit here and go, oh, my God, am I going crazy? Is this real? And there's times when I've had to ask myself, and I'm at that point right now, there's some times that I'm questioning going, what are we going through? Is this real? I even still have to ask myself. I'm not used to having other people around me who are getting me now. So this is so new for me. But getting back to the 2012-2013, I can sit here and say, I can speak for myself and many of my friends, all my friends are psychics, mediums. They do some kind of healing work. So I guess I could say at some level I had some form of an expectation of what it was that I wanted to experience ever since I was a kid. This date was a big date. Intuitively, I kept hearing about December 21st, 2012. And when I was a kid, what about that? I couldn't even fathom. Geez, I was born in 1965, December 21st, 2012. I would have thought we were like the Jetsons. We were living up in space. Boy, what a rude awakening it is. It has been one rude awakening. So I have this expectation of what December 21st was going to be like. And then when you have other individuals and we're seeing all this stuff and the reality of what we see, I mean, the fantasy, or not the fantasy, but etherically what it is that we're seeing, and then the reality in the physical world of what's actually going on are completely two different realities. So there was a lot of hype of what was going to happen. There were people who were, oh, my God, it's going to be the end of the world. I always knew it was not going to be the end of the world. If anything, it was going to be the end of the old, whatever that all entailed, whatever that meant. You know, I knew we were going to be ascending, but I was hoping we were going to go to a new place of living that magically I was leaving my body and I was going elsewhere. Because I can tell you, I'm not the only one out there very tired of being in this place who doesn't get you, and people who aren't waking up and doing the work that they need to be doing. I would say my greatest lesson in life, which has been many, has been practicing my patience. Being a kid coming in here aware of what's going on and where we're going to, and watching people not even knowing that this reality exists, and then they're waking up more, but it's not at a fast enough pace for me, but the world doesn't operate on what it is that I want. I'm here along with going on the ride. I'm on the ride with everybody else. So, you know, so there was a part of me hoping I was leaving my physical body. I was going into a light body. I had visions of this new world that I was going to that was going to have these gorgeous tropical huge flowers, 50 feet waterfalls. I mean, you're going to be in communing with different ETs and ascended masters and teachers. And it was just going to be this phenomenal world, peace, love, and harmony. So anyways, here I am, 21 of 12, and I'm waiting and waiting, and many of us were Skyping and we're on the phone going, oh my God, it's going to happen. And I don't know if we were looking at the bewitching hour of midnight, but all of a sudden it happens, and we thought magic, poof, it was going to be, we're going to be gone. And how hysterical. So there's those of us, we're not giving up. It's got to be, maybe it's 12:22 of 12. So we go to bed, we're excited, going, oh my God, it's going to happen when we're sleeping. And we're going to have we're going to be somebody new. We're going to have a different body that we're living in. It's going to be this beautiful new world. And my goodness gracious, wake up the next morning, what a disappointment. Oh my goodness. It was like, I just went, are you serious? I didn't feel any different. That was a bummer. I mean, it was like, you were on this high, and all of a sudden, bam, I came crashing down. And here I was still me. I wasn't any different. I didn't feel any different. I didn't have this spectacular experience that I was hoping for. And there was many of us, we contacted each other, and we talked on the phone, we were Skyping, and we were all talking about the similar experience. And then we shared our disappointment. There's many of us who are still sharing it. But I'm doing it with humor now. I feel different. I do feel different. But I've been through a lot of shifting, recalibrating, you name it, I've been there. I feel everything. And I can say right now where I'm at, and I know there's many people out there. And I was just at an expo yesterday. Marie and I both were. and a lot of the exhibitors and I were saying the same thing. We really feel that we're all at a standstill now, waiting to see what's going to prevail and unveil itself right now. And I really truly believe in my heart of hearts what we're going through right now is we're getting new contracts because the old contracts are over and done with. So we're stepping into what our new spiritual contracts are, what is our soul purpose. And with that, the way to find it out is it's going into, which we all want to avoid, not do, because it takes time, but it's meditating. We need to go into meditating. It's really going deep within. We're in a new time period, you guys. There is no guidebook to go by. There is nothing from here on in. We're in a time period that has never existed in human form at this massive quantity of people or here on Earth. Again, so it's really interesting to see it's literally day by day. I think we're at a point in our life to where it's really reaching out and connecting with your soul family. You're looking for other like-minded individuals because this new world of 2013, it's about higher consciousness. It's really living from your heart, and it's being in that compassion and being in that empathy. And it's just trusting that all is well, and you're not the only one out there who's going through what you're going through. And I know right now a lot of people are feeling really frustrated, but just know that you're not out there by yourself. So,
yeah, and I think, too, I mean, I know we all had our expectations for, you know, the end of the quote-unquote Mayan calendar. And I always felt, because I actually did talk to some Mayans the last time I was in Mexico, and they all said, no, this is not the end of the world. It's an end of the way we think the world should run. And I always truly believed that this would be a change for the world to come together, to give up the old, start the new, and live a new way of life where we are, like you said. It's all love-based in harmony. And when the shift happened, I think, you know, I felt something shift, but it wasn't what I was thinking either. I really, really thought that it would shift faster than it did. I felt the light energy, but I also felt a sense of hard work behind it, you know, to get that light spread. It's going along a lot slower than we thought it would. I think people, you know, are, I don't know, I think people are not probably in the same boat that we are. They're thinking, oh, this should have happened faster, this should have happened, and it's moving at such a slow pace that it is kind of frustrating people. I know we have someone in our chat room who said that she's an empath, or they are an empath, Dream Master One, and they're having a hard time with it right now because they can't turn off all the feelings. And I have to agree with them. It's because I think everybody's in kind of a state of confusion, and they're kind of feeling that muckiness, and they don't know what's going on. So anybody who is empathic is picking up on that. And then that's compounding all the other stuff that we're feeling into the shift. So it's kind of interesting how things, you know, didn't move as quickly as we wanted to. And when we were, you know, Beth and I were discussing that, and that's why we kind of felt compelled to get this show going. I mean, that's one of the reasons, because it is a good forum for other people to come in and discuss and to let people know, hey, it's not just you. Everybody's feeling this. And we want to try to get people together, get the voice out, have people become one, and, you know, get everybody unified so we can start shining the light together.
You know, and, you know, on that note, the new world, it's about unity. It's about coming together, and it's really having the courage. It takes courage for each and every single one of us, you guys, to get up in the morning and to be who we are, because there is no guidebook. There is not a book telling us how we should be responding, what we should be feeling, and when we're feeling what we're feeling, what should we do with that? But this is what I know. This is what I know, and I only know what it is that I can speak to you of because it's my own experience. So if my experience can help somebody from not having to go through the intensity, I myself am an empath also. I feel it. I can sit here and say the energy, a lot of what went on with again, this is my own personal feeling. So if it rings true for you, wonderful. And if it doesn't ring true for you, just disregard what I'm saying. I'm not sitting here stating that I know everything there is to know. I only know what it is that I know for me. But I think a lot that had to do with December 21st was really affected by, and we're not, I'm not opening this forum for this, but there have been certain events around the world, I don't have to name it because we all know what it is that I'm talking about because they've been everywhere in the United States, outside of the United States, acts of, you know, of lower vibrations, of frequencies that have really affected and take effect of all of us because those acts of harsh frequencies and energies, of what people don't know, those who are unaware, those who are of darker energy, don't realize that their actions, their feelings, their emotions, how they tend to interact with other individuals. If you're still in the lower form thought of greed, of power, and taking away the power of others, and trying to keep them in a space that they shouldn't be in, that they don't want to be in. And like I said, the harsh events that have gone on all over this world that have affected, shootings that are going on, all those energies affect us. And with the media, the way that it plays it out, they over-dramatize everything that's going on, and it's continuously going on when people are watching TV. And it talks about these lower frequencies and vibrancies of the acts of what people are doing to each other that are not high vibration, are not done out of love. It lowers us. And those of us who are really empathic, those of us who are here to help with the shining of the light and to raise the frequency and vibrancy, you know, of the earth, she's vibrating, she's raising with or without us. She's doing it. We're feeling, we're along for the ride. So it's either we do our work internally and externally, or if we don't, this is what we're going to witness from here to, you know, until fully everybody says that by 2017 we will be fully ascended. It will be this new time period. It's because it's literally, it's heaven on earth. So if you're not doing your work, that you're going to be witnessing, and we're witnessing it already, people crossing over. But with that, it can come in many different forms. It can be things that are going on with natural disasters. It can be in acts of, you know, violence. And it's about not going into that lower thought form. It's not falling into the hate. It's really looking at the forgiveness that people are making, the choices that they're making. I think the more that we can send love and light to people and help them transition, you know, as easy and as peacefully as possible, you're doing your part in helping somebody who's really struggling and having those higher thought forms, just peace, love, harmony. Seriously, I mean, that's what the new time period, that's what it is all about. And for those of you who are really struggling, saying, I don't have a support system, this is an opportunity for you to really reach out. And this forum is, Marie and I are really hoping that this will be a resource that you can reach out and you can sit here and discuss what it is that's on your mind that has to do with what can you do to play a part in helping raise the vibration. What can be done differently? For those of you who are going, God, everything that you and Marie are talking about, Beth, this is all starting to make sense, because a lot of you listening to this program are going to start having aha moments. And that's part of the awakening process going, because it's resonating deep within you on a soul level, So, and we'll have listeners, new listeners who are coming and joining, and there's going to be people who are not going to agree with what we have to say. But, you know, that's where the free will comes in, and it takes place. So I listen to and do what you're going to do with this information. My goal is to give you some spiritual tools that I personally use myself. I can't say this enough. Get outside. Be around nature. The more you can connect with her right now, you guys do not even realize what she does for us. What she does for that. And for those of you who cannot get outside, bring some flowers into your house. Really play around with color. Just the frequency and the vibrancy of what it does for us, just on a visual level as well as on a sensory level with smell and our touch, our taste. It can raise your vibration. I recommend essential oils, doing sea salt baths that can help with clearing your auric field, meditation, and just being mindful of what it is that you're listening to, what it is that you're thinking, what is that you're feeling, and what it is that you're projecting out, you know, to others. So,
yeah, that's
I'm sorry,
right.
That's my little 2 cents. It's more than 2 cents, but.
No, I think that's great because I think those are great tools. I mean, keeping positive thoughts, you know, thinking to yourself when you're thinking, okay, am I being judgmental or are my thoughts uplifting? Being judgmental keeps that vibration low, and you want to always try to keep your vibration up. As Beth said, watching TV shows, watching the music that you listen to, you know, and a really, really big thing is release your past. Anything that has or is still bothering you or has hurt you in the past, just let it go and be free of it. Because if you want to move forward in the future, you have to let go of your past. This whole period that we're going through is about letting go of the old. And the more you let the old go, the more you open up yourself to let new things come in. And if you let go of the negative, let the positive flow. That's what you want to do. I mean, that's what we're all here. So, you know, one thing, too, that, you know, that we're, as we move forward in the future, we want to also examine what's going on in the world, too, because we're feeling it on an individual level, and the world is feeling it, too. And as we see changes happening, we see things happening around the world. We see governments, you know, people that are sick and tired of being oppressed by governments, they're standing up for themselves, they're uprising. We see people on an environmental level saying, hey, you know what, we're killing our Mother Earth here. Mother Earth is what comforts and nurtures us and supports us, and we have to do our part, otherwise we won't be here anymore. Mother Nature is going to go, we're sick and tired of you, you know, I'm sick and tired of you killing me. I'm going to kill you all. I mean, who knows? But one thing also that, you know, being from India, that I see happening is a lot of changes going on there where things that we take for granted here, they're starting now to uprise against. Corruption, you know, corruption in India is rampant. It's very evident. It's out in the open. Here we have corruption, but it's hidden, so we don't see it. But people are sick and tired of living that way. There's been a lot of news from India coming out based on a rape case where the whole country is up in arms because there are no rape laws. And some poor girl was murdered. You know, she was raped on a bus. She was gang raped and then thrown out, and she ended up dying. And the people who raped her are just, you know,
walking freely.
It's ridiculous. So I think we see that on a global level, and we see the world changing. What do you see changing in the world?
Well, you know, you really see people who are really starting to stand up, and they're starting to challenge. And I really truly believe that 2013, Marie, and everyone out there, this is the time period for all that has been hidden all over the world, all over the universe, that has been covered up with darkness. And darkness is not a negative thing. It's what goes on in that darkness. But everything that has not been of light is being exposed. And this is a time period of, it's all about integrity. That which is not of integrity is not genuine, is not authentic. It is being brought to the limelight. And I think it's going to be, and it is, we're witnessing that. It's, you know, people are being called on their stuff, and it's from individual basis, and that's where these kids, these awesome indigo and crystal kids, especially the indigo kids, that is their purpose. They all serve a role. The indigos are the system breakers. They're the ones to challenge, and then you have the next level of the crystal kids who are here to bring in the peaceful. I mean, to bring in the they're the peacemakers. And then you have the rainbow kids, who are the purest form of energy, of all who are complete joy and contentment. So they all serve this role. And right now, we're still in that indigo phase. It's in the crystal phase. I think we're going to be witnessing a lot of stuff with government that's going to be opening up. I think there's going to be a new way of governing. And I'm not talking just, you know, with the United States, but all over the world. I think you're going to see businesses that have been run a certain way that are going to be challenged by employees. I think it's kids within families. It's internal. It's external. We are challenging ourselves on stepping into our divine truth, because the new time period, my friends, it's about living from your heart. It's really, we have lived in this lifetime based on generation to generation of what was expected of us. We are now in a time frame of what is it that I want for me, because it's about the betterment of the whole. It's not just about, it's not about the I or the me anymore. It's all about the, it's about the whole. It's about the us. It's about the we. You're going to find that those of you who are doing the light work, you guys, and when you're going, God, where are my customers? What's going on? There are people who are still sleeping. There's a lot of fear base that's going on right now, a lot of doubt. And what you're going to be going through is you're going to be drawn to doing a lot of work with partners. And it might be to where a few of you get together and you're going to start doing businesses together. But that's what the new time period, I personally believe, it's about. And that's why Ree and I came together, because I was told a long time ago and felt a long time ago, intuitively and by readers, that I was supposed to have my own blog talk a long time ago. And I always thought, well, what do I have to offer and share with anybody else? I didn't realize that nobody else had the same experience. There was many people out there like me. I didn't realize that. I didn't have that sense of altruism. There's other people out there. And now we're in a time period to where there's so many people out there that we can all relate to each other. It's really cool. So Marie and I both have two different perspectives to share, but a lot of commonalities. So, but I, my biggest thing that I have to work on personally myself is my own personal judgment. You know, we are our own worst critics. And to be able to let go of all that old stuff, because judgment is about unforgiveness. So that's my own personal journey that I'm on right now, is really, really, truly releasing judgments that I do have. And so that's what I would recommend. With those of you who are really holding on to the past, the couldas and the shouldas and the wouldas are what you cannot change. It's looking at, what can I do differently now? What did I learn from that event? The past I can't change. How can I and what can I do? Even, you know, a minute ago, the thought that you had, you can't change that, but you have control over what you are currently experiencing right now, really being in the present. So for those of you who are going, well, where do I start? Well, there's your first tool right there. Here's your first piece of advice from me, is being very mindful of the thoughts that you're having at each and every moment. What is it that you want to radiate out into the universe? Really studying and getting to know about the laws of attraction and the universal laws, because what you put out into the universe is what's going to come back, you know, come back to you. So what do you want to create? Right now we're in a time period, we're creating, we're co-creators of the world that we want to exist in.
That's right, you know, and as light workers, we're all stepping forward and onto our path, and even the ones, you know, who are just starting, we're all finding that 2013 is starting off as a blank slate. And, you know, so we all have to think, what do we want to create with our life? And, you know, it's time for us to step into our power and reclaim who we came to be. I mean, we all came here to be a brilliant white light. We came here to change. We came here to promote love and harmony and work from the heart. Now's the time to do it. It's interesting that the shift happened that way, because it is actually putting all of us on a blank slate. So it's almost like it said, okay, you know what? Start over. Here it is. Now go and claim what you came here to do.
Oh, I agree. You know, many people might be thinking, what's happening in the world? And right now I feel that this is a year that the universe really is, she's on overtime. Mother Earth is on overtime. She's going through a lot of shifting. The universe is going a lot of shifting. We're raising ourselves to higher frequencies and vibrancies. And some other show we'll talk more about what frequencies and vibrancies are. But it's really everybody, everything and everyone stepping up to cleansing, getting rid of that old. I don't think Marie and I can say that enough. Let it go. It's desperately needed to be free of the past so that we can be the light beings that we came here to be. The time of the old masculine energy that was harsh, that was controlling, that was about greed, it was about control, that is done, my friends. It is done. This is a new time period. It is time for gentler times, more of the divine feminine to come in, more loving, more nurturing, to be unconditional love and acceptance, because that's what life is about. It's about unconditional love and acceptance. But we have to allow it to be able to, when we get so mad at everybody else and everything else, that is a perfect opportunity for us to really look at. That's an opportunity and an experience that we're going through that is acting as a trigger. It's an experience to look at what is triggering you about that situation, about that person, because all we are is mirrors for each other. So it's a perfect opportunity to let that go, to allow it to come to each and every one, to allow your light to come to every single individual, because we're all brilliant, bright lights, and it's to free yourself of your past, and you can be freed of your past no matter what you have done in your life, you guys. You can be freed of your past.
Yeah, and I really thank everybody for joining us. This was our first show. I have been on a Blog Talk Radio show before, but this is Beth's first show, and we're so happy that we can do this together. And you know, what we plan to do on the show is bring together a variety of speakers that are in our community that can help us live a healthier, vibrant, and higher consciousness way of life. And we really hope that all of you can join us every week and listen in. We'll be having, we'll have some psychics on and mediums as well, and we'll do some call-in shows so people can ask questions and we can do mini readings on the air. If you could go ahead and follow us on Blog Talk Radio, we would just really, really appreciate it. And check out our blog at divinegoddessradio.wordpress.com. Our email address is divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. Beth's website, if you'd like to find out more about what services she has to offer, and if you're interested in her book, is www.bethjacobson.com. And my phone number, if you'd like to reach me, is 651-303-0555.
And my phone number is 651-900-4136. And I just want to say this. I hope that everybody gets this. It's time to believe in yourself. Tap into your own source of wisdom and know that you are completely qualified to raise your child, to raise a child, and to be who it is that you came here to be. You are qualified to be that bright, shining light that you are.
So we bid you all a great night, and we will see you next week. And love and light to you all. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.